This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Five F-35 fighter jets are currently based at the Vermont Air Guard Base in South Burlington. By summer, they should have a complement of 20 jets, 18 active, 2 reserve. The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is an exceedingly complicated weapons platform designed over almost 20 years and at the cost of over $400 billion to be a kind of Swiss Army knife of jets, able to meet the multiple needs of the Air Force, Navy, and Marine pilots who fly them. But despite years of development and billions in investment, a new assessment by the Pentagon's Director of Operational Test and Evaluation found that jets still have a lot of deficiencies. Andrew Hunter is director of the Defense Industrial Initiatives Group, which follows acquisition and systems development in the national defense arena at the Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank in D.C. And he's with us now to explain what the report found. Andrew Hunter, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be with you.
What is the main thing we should know about this Pentagon report? If we were just reading the summary finding, what's the thing that we should know about it?
Well, I think the key takeaway here is, as you put it, that there are still issues with the F-35 as it's transitioning into its initial operating capability with the United States Air Force. But another takeaway from the report is that the aircraft that the Air Force is fielding is still better in terms of being able to perform military missions than the aircraft it's replacing. So there's definitely issues that need to be fixed that have been identified in testing. But the aircraft itself is a very capable fighter jet.
Okay, because that's an interesting thing to think about, because this Pentagon report did say there were, you know, a long list of issues that need to be resolved, including 13 that it described as Category 1 must-fixed items. But you're saying it's still better than the F-16 that the F-35 is replacing?
Well, it is. In terms of doing the mission against enemy anti-aircraft assets, which is one of the primary missions that we expect the F-35 will be tasked to perform in a potential future warfighting scenario.
As I mentioned, the Vermont Air National Guard has 5 of these F-35 jets, and we should have 20 by the end of this summer. Was there anything in this Pentagon assessment that suggests that the planes that are currently in Vermont might be unsafe for pilots to fly or unsafe for the community around where these jets land and take off?
I think the basic flying capabilities of the jet are good and are pretty safe. What I think you can definitely take away from this report, though, is that there's a real burden on the personnel who operate the aircraft because they still aren't achieving the capability rates that the Air Force had targeted in order to be able to operate the jet the way it wants to. In other words, to be able to have the jet land, be reloaded with fuel and weapons, and take off again in support of a sustained air campaign. And there's also a pretty heavy burden on the maintainers who by numbers are going to be the largest part of your support crew, that they're having to do a lot of hand record keeping and putting data into a system by hand that was designed for all of this data to happen in an automated fashion. And so there's a huge amount of data gathered on the F-35. And in theory, that was all supposed to be something where you would just plug the jet in when it landed and all that data would download. And instead, what's happening is maintainers are having to track that data by hand, and it's pretty overwhelming for them.
And this is the ALIS system, the Automated Logistics Information System?
That's right. Yeah, that's been one of the key issues that has really held this jet back from meeting a lot of its core design specifications in terms of how it's really operating in the hands of air crews that are trying to generate sorties and be prepared to carry out the missions they need to carry out.
Colonel Hank Harder with Vermont Air National Guard told Vermont Edition back in April that the Guard at that point had already invested $160 million in upgrades at the Guard's airport site in advance of the jets, and a significant portion of that was to train and prepare people to service and maintain the aircraft, so that certainly is an issue here. One of the other big problems with the Air Force jets in particular is with the guns. So there are different versions for the Air Force, for the Marines, and for the Navy. And the Air Force jets have an internal main gun as opposed to an externally mounted gun pod that the Marines and the Navy have. So one of the things that this Pentagon assessment says is that the accuracy is really impaired on the Air Force guns. What will happen to the jets that, for example, the Vermont Air Guard already has? I mean, are these all going to be retrofitted?
Well, it depends on which production lot the aircraft come from. In the report, they kind of distinguish between aircraft produced before Lot 9 and after Lot 9. Now, most of your operational aircraft are going to be in that after Lot 9 portion, and so they're going to need some fixes. Now, the good news, I guess, is that the Air Force said yesterday that it had developed that fix and was planning to actually start to fix jets in this spring, so in the next several months. But you know, obviously, if the gun is not shooting where the pilot is trying to point it, that's an issue, and that's definitely something that needs to be fixed. And it really highlights the value of doing this operational test. So, you know, issues like this can be discovered in combat, or they can be discovered in test, and it's far, far better to have them discovered in test.
As I was reading about all of this, Andrew, it occurred to me, you know, one of the things that is interesting to read is where the deficiencies are in this jet. You know, I'm reading it, you're reading it, everybody else is reading it, and so are people who may not look favorably upon the United States. There's no security concerns about releasing information about where all of the long list of deficiencies are in the F-35?
Well, what you see in a lot of cases is that when these deficiencies are reported, the fixes are already in work. So, as you know, as illustrated by this issue with the gun. So we got the report, you know, I guess about a week ago, and you know, the fix is already in work to be deployed by the Air Force in the next several months. So in a lot of cases, the information that's being shared is being shared because it gives transparency to the taxpayers who are paying a lot to develop and deploy this capability, and so their needs are being met. But at the same time, you're not really tipping your hand to an adversary on an issue like this. There is a classified version of this assessment, which will include additional information that we wouldn't have access to, which would get into issues that we don't want other folks to know about.
Defense analyst Andrew Hunter, thanks very much.
All right.
Andrew Hunter is director of the Defense Industrial Initiatives Group at the Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank in Washington, D.C.